Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
Hello, hello, hello. I feel like we're in a cave. It's me, Ellie Gibson. Right. Who have we got for our first guest on our first ever remote podcast, Helen Thorne?
Well, we have a guest who was our first ever man, and it is, of course, Stephen Hill. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, just eating some crisps. It's like being Neil Armstrong or something. It's a brave new fucking big step for podcasts. A small right, step for me personally.
We're recording this podcast at bloody 10:30 at night because you said you could do any night, but not before 10 yeah. o'clock. What the hell are you doing every night until
I'm watching, 10? I've watched 5 Premier League football matches and 1 Scottish football match.
I didn't even know football was still a
thing. What fucking planet do you live on? The Premier League is live every single day.
Planet, I don't give a fuck about football, thank you very much.
I don't even fuck about your fucking life or your suit.
Oh my God, it sounds like we're married.
Pictures of you on the internet, I have to fucking look at them. People like different things. You like taking pictures of yourself doing wacky things in your kitchen. Who gives a fuck about that? Sad.
Oh, well, you can't pop down the news agents and get a copy of Reader's Wives anymore. So, you know, you should just be grateful.
Take your thrills where you can, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Ellie told me about Reader's Wives, and I just laughed along, as I do when I don't understand anything.
That's where I know you from.
Then I found out what it was. I was like, oh.
What did you think it was?
Oh, look, I'm up for anything now that I'm single. I mean, really?
So I heard, yeah.
It's a whole new world I didn't even know existed.
A whole new hole.
Oh, the young ones are into all the different ones. They really are the young ones. They oh
yeah. Every hole's a goal, and some holes are an own goal. Isn't that right, Helen?
Isn't it? Yes. I've been using that phrase in my internet dating, and the men love it when I say every hole's a goal. I have to think, that's my friend Stephen who told me that, and they're thrilled when...
Have you had a Tupperware party?
What the fuck is that?
Well, Tupperware renowned for being airtight.
I don't know what you're saying. I'm just going to smile again.
Think about it.
All holes plugged. Takes at least 3... other people. Your eyes and your ears are specialist.
not this eye. It's only just recovered, Stephen, and I'm not willing to go back to that dark place with one eye.
Let's go back to every hole's a goal, because I feel like this is important for clarity, but not the ears, Steve. Are we saying the ears are not a goal?
I'm perhaps larger than the average man, but not for me.
I mean, you can have a little nibble on an ear.
This is just a sound test, isn't it? This isn't a podcast.
People are tuning in. They want to know that despite the fact it's remote now, it's still the high level of quality of both audio and content that they can expect from the Scummy Mummies and Steve Hill.
Yeah.
Feet Steve Hill. Why don't, for anyone who hasn't listened to the previous episodes with you, Steve, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Steve. I'm 6 foot uncut, 9.5 inches. 29 years old, single.
Helen, do you know what uncut means?
Is it uncircumcised?
That's it. There you go. Oh, you're getting it.
I am learning. I've been on a steep learning curve for 10 months, I tell you. I really have. Yeah. I've learnt a lot of things, but not all of the things. Clearly, Tupperware party. So thank you, Stephen, once again.
I only picked that myself. I only learned that last night on another podcast.
Yeah, that's a new one. I've not heard of that
no,
one.
No, I spread the word.
I'm sure the brand of Tupperware will be over the moon that's going around. Let's see if we can get an Instagram deal with them, Helen. Helen loves Tupperware parties.
All your Tupperware parties.
That's so gross.
We could do a hybrid collaboration with Ugg Boots as well. It'd be nice.
Good God.
That's an Aussie brand. I'm happy to support it. It's lovely to have you back, Stephen. No, and you know, for the
back to the introduction, I'll just read what you wrote. Author, journalist, sad. SAHD. Like a stay-at-home dad.
Yes.
Former roadie, Lawrence Llewellyn, spelt wrong, Bowen lookalike. Also, I mean, you could hyphenate the lookalike if you're being picky. Double L in Llewellyn, as in from the Welsh Llewellyn.
If you watch us on stories, if you watch us when we were on tour 300 or 400 years ago, Steve was our other roadie. We got me dad, and then we got Steve. And your hair was shorn then, Steve. But would you describe it for the listener now?
Well, it's beautiful. It's a sort of flowing lock, sort of late Edwardian period. it's just uncut. I haven't had a haircut since the world ended. Why would you?
It's quite effeminate, I would say. It looks like you've had a perm, which is very pleasing. And are you enjoying the new you? I mean, what has it given you, having long hair?
Real confidence, Helen, yeah. Well, and those journeys to the kitchen, the bathroom, back to the kitchen. I just feel at one with myself. I don't wash it daily. That's just too much of an effort.
Do you miss being on the road with us, Steve?
I really don't. No, I absolutely don't. Do not miss one aspect of that, I don't think.
What about when I used to eat prawns and eggs in the van?
That is one aspect that I don't miss. Those weird little sausages you'd always fucking have.
Oh, I know. You really liked it when I was 10 minutes late for everything. I think that's what you really liked. And you even put that in my birthday card. You said, oh, always 10 minutes late, Thorn. Thank you, Steve.
I just think, you know, just whatever you're doing, start 10 minutes earlier. Just basic manners.
You were 15 minutes late for this podcast.
He was 18 minutes late, actually, Ellie.
Well, I chose the time, so I was only late for my own appointment.
Don't you miss me taking opiates while we eat the curry and then making you wait by the van while I do a piss in a pub car park?
Then getting done for drink driving?
Yeah. No, you passed the breathalyzer test. You passed the test. You're a responsible driver. Don't get us sued.
I did have to do a fucking speed awareness course right at the start of the outbreak. I sat in a room with 40 fucking people in, end of February, I think. So, yeah, you mean it's lucky I survived that. But I probably haven't driven since, but... I've done my course, and it was absolute bullshit. 8 hours of just being patronised.
But you, how are you doing? So you've avoided the corona, Steve. You haven't had it. Are you all right?
I think so. I mean, I was desperately ill in Christmas 2019. I was bedridden with some kind of hideous flu that I sometimes imagine was it, but I don't know. Ever since they announced it was a pandemic, it sounded quite serious, so I thought I'd stay in. I've done it by the book from day one, really, unlike a lot of pricks that I know around here. It's mainly posh people who can't get it, apparently. They just go about doing their own thing, open-air swimming. I literally know people who've had a party for 40 people and 30 of whom have hid in a bedroom while the police came around. These are 50-year-old women. They were pretty close in that room.
Oh, my God.
It seemed quite serious from day one, which is a lot of people sort of kind of just realising, it seems. I mean, they are thick, a lot of them. It's a shame. Shame to be that thick. Lazzy Basingstoke, who went, oh, we don't read the news. Really? You don't wonder what? I mean, do you watch Match of the Day? That disappeared for a couple of months. You haven't spoken to your parents. I mean, you're lying, aren't you?
It's an interesting time for people between fact and you know, opinion and belief, because, you know, there's lots of people who don't want to really discuss whether the vaccine is from science or some kind of, what did we get the other day? Nanotechnology, Ellie. Ellie's father and mother have got it, my lovely neighbour next door messaged me saying, I've just seen Ellie's dad. She's volunteering as a car park attendant.
Was Bill Gates tracking him?
Yes.
And it was like, yeah, was that Helen's Deliveroo?
Oh, hang on. No, it might be my cat being... You talk amongst yourself. It might be my cat coming back.
That's amazing.
The cat has evolved. Jesus.
What the fuck?
There was my neighbour, Justin, who's been editing some video footage for us. And he... Anyway.
You've got a late call, 10:40. When's the cutoff in your little swingers fucking cul-de-sac?
24/7.
Jesus,
you can't put a time limit on Joy.
I've heard she's a right goer.
That's a Reader's Wives starring Joy. That is a Reader's Wives name. Joy with her brown Austin Allegro. Splayed
and there is the someone who lives on Helen's Road called Joy. So, yeah.
Husband
all fits.
Roger. Maybe having a Tupperware party.
I do live on a very close-knit, you know, cul-de-sac.
Very open-minded.
Yes, that's right.
Normally, Steve, we would have had you on the Christmas podcast and we would have talked about your highlights of 2020. What would you have said? What were your highlights?
Well, bought myself a projector, I'd say, is the highlight. I'm basically living in Odeon 1 Leicester Square. No great highlights, to be honest. It's been rather a miserable year, as I'm sure I'm not the first person to point out.
Did you break free even a little bit in the summertime? Because I know that you went and saw Ellie in a forest.
Yeah, we had that walk in the forest, which you just started filming me urinating. Thanks for that. A revenge attack for the Clapham Common incident.
What a lovely friendship you both have.
If we can film each other pissing, why wouldn't you? It's like a tit for tat thing.
A lovely Saturday night in, really.
I won't release the pictures of you on Clapham Common if you can keep that film to yourself.
That must have been, 5 years ago now? 5-6 years ago? Clapham Common. Yeah, we were with the boys, weren't we? And there's just no loos. And they wouldn't let me pee in the petrol station loos.
And there you were,
as you would say, upskirting.
No toilets for the public. All right, where do you piss? Tell me where you piss. I'll give you £20. Scum.
Happy memories.
Days when you could just urinate in a public place.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, Ellie Gibson is excellent for it. And especially during the first lockdown when we used to kind of catch up. And I remember we walked to Ellie's parents' house and she pissed outside her parents' bins. And then we did some pisses in the park. She pissed in my front garden. I mean, the woman's a machine.
Carry on. Just make the rest up. Carry on. On the subject, I've got a toilet-based anecdote, actually, from the last week or so. So young George went for a shitty and I think I've blocked the loo. Oh, I'm
this is your
proud.
Son, George, is he nine?
He's nine, he's done a big shit. I thought, I'll leave that for a day, I'll see if it goes down. Thought, let's try flushing it. Oh, no, that's not working. I'll maybe flush it again. Oh, now it's pissing all over the floor. Now it's seeping into the kitchen, into the food cupboards. Shitty water. A couple of pots to catch the main bits. So, our kitchen has got a layer of shitty water over the surfaces and the food.
Oh, no.
I gave it a wipe with a lot of Dettol wipe and just been eating takeaway ever since.
What did you think? Why were you just thought you'd leave it there? And what? You just thought it would dissipate? What did you think?
Well, I put a lot of hot water and fairy liquid down. And sometimes it breaks it down. But,
fairy liquid.
I did have to go up to my fucking arm. Like James Herriot of the plumbing world, I had to go right up to my arm with an ornamental vase and just scoop it out. And then, the experimental flush just went all over the place.
Oh, my God.
Despite the rubberized floor, it found a small crack and found itself into the kitchen. Yes, so if you ever come around and ask for a cup of tea, that's the cupboard that took the main hit. Bring your own tea bags.
Helen, do you remember we had that confession once at one of the shows where someone was like, their child did a big shit that blocked, or they did a big shit, I think, didn't they, that blocked the toilet.
Yeah.
In their mother-in-law's house.
Yes.
So she had a pencil in her handbag. So she tried to break up the shit with a pencil. And I think it worked. But then she flushed the loo and then there was pencil marks all over the bottom of the toilet. And then she told the mother-in-law it was the child who'd been drawing in the toilet.
It's very creative, very artistic. For drawing anything.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Well, this is it. I love all the, there's lots of mother-in-law stories in the Scummy Mummies. I remember that woman who said, she was changing her child's nappy on the carpet of her mother-in-law's house. And her husband made her laugh. So she laughed so much she weed everywhere, but she blamed the baby. We've all done it. I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you have. Surely, I think men have just as many wee stories as women. They just don't find the joy in it as much as we do, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, we can piss anywhere, really. We don't have to squat by a tree or anything.
No.
It is an advantage, the old hose.
Pete the other night, he came in out of the garden. I said, why'd you go in the garden? He was like, well, just al fresco. I was like,
very liberating, a wild one.
He just said, I was like, but we've got a downstairs toilet. Like, oh, it's nearer to where he was sitting. It would have been easier and quicker to go in the actual toilet.
No, it's a joy going back to nature. You go hands free, just for the temperature on your cock as much as anything.
Really? Just to feel something.
It's a good, hear the rustle of the leaves. Skittering of a few bugs as you just unleash your poison.
I do get that. I do like a wild wee. Yeah.
As we know, we're back to Clapham Common.
Yeah, sorry, stop talking about
the blue plaque there now. Ellie Gibson urinated 2013.
So, as Helen's written on the running order, you really have put the stay at home into stay at home dad, Steve.
I was made for this world, yeah. All the fucking extroverts bouncing off the wall. Oh, I've got to go to Wetherspoons. Tough shit.
How's the stay at home schooling going?
They seem to be getting on really well with it. I don't get up till 2 p.m. so most of it's done by then. I do the maths during countdown. There's obviously a bonus round. If he ever gets the numbers on countdown, he can take the rest of the day off. He came within one today. Got within one of it.
Wow.
That's bloody good. Did you give him the rest of the day off?
No, you've got to get exact.
You bastard.
He's been pissing through his improper fractions. I mean, he was an absolute twat for a couple of weeks, but this week he's sorted it out. So I think he's worked out that if he gets it done quickly, he can get on his Nintendo Switch. It's not difficult. Piss through it and you can be screaming at Rocket League by 4 in the afternoon. I think you've written here, what sort of teacher? I'll just do your questions for you. What kind of teacher are you, Steve? Yeah, really fun, actually. I let him use my first name. And maybe at the end, we could go for a pint at the end of term or something. Just call me Steve. I'll get these, don't worry.
I'll give you a lift home.
Have a shandy. Keep it simple, make it fun. But by no means a professional.
Have you seen the letter, Steve, that's doing the rounds today? So there's a primary school in, I think it's a primary school, I don't know, it's a school in North London in Finchley. The head teacher has written this amazing letter that's gone out to all the parents saying, it says like, oh, you know, now that, you know, we're all communicating online and stuff and the lessons are online, a lot of you parents have been giving feedback to the teachers on their teaching abilities, styles and performance. And just to let you know, this has got to stop. What does it say?
It says, can I now encourage those particular parents who now consider themselves to be educational experts to sign up for their teacher training at their earliest convenience, since they are never enough teachers and I suspect many will be leaving the profession after this year.
And then he's put a link to teacher training, mate.
Yeah, he's done a UCAS thing. It was the biggest fucking middle finger.
I know, the last line about the school specifically.
Yeah. I will also update you if we have any teaching vacancies at Woodbridge over the next few weeks, which, if such messages continue, I am thoroughly expecting. Yours sincerely, Colin.
Come on, Colin.
Absolutely magnificent.
Our head teacher sent something saying thank you all for your generous feedback this week. I think because all the middle class mums just go, well, I wouldn't do it that way, I'd do it this way. But in fairness, the teachers, you know, we're not professionals. I'm not asked to fly a fucking aeroplane. They did use the word plenary the other day. Check the plenary module. I don't know what that fucking is. That's a word I've never heard. So I think it works both ways, I think.
I'm learning a lot about grammar and punctuation that, you know, I just didn't know about.
You fucking need to.
I don't know about fucking clauses. I don't know. What's
Santa Claus, big clause.
I don't know what advertorials and adverbials and all the things. I just don't know
them. Advertorials. Do you know what avocados are?
No idea. I think that's what brings my supermarket delivery at a very expensive rate. This is the thing. I am actually, I feel like it's a gift for the Australians in the UK because our education system was fairly poor. And I was like, oh, I didn't know about that or the past participles and things like that. So, you know, I'm having a lovely time.
You're never going to need it. Never going to need it.
Turns out I don't know. I just exclamation mark and a kiss. That's my form of punctuation.
I've got to this age. I'm still waiting for the day I need some algebra.
Don't you have a fucking maths degree?
Exactly. Just going to use
what
that.
I've also got a bloody calculator. Yeah. His bloody
even
phone.
Now that the boy says, Alexa, spell suggestion.
Yes.
He sits there and copies it.
Right. Yes.
How useful is that?
We had to do let the rivers of the UK today. So just Google rivers in the UK and it just shows you a bloody picture. Like, what? Yeah.
But what should they be learning? How to sign on and finger lasses? I mean, useful. Practical.
Why don't they learn, like, driving and how to do a tax return and how to change a nappy? Like, how not to be a dickhead? That's, that
just
be good.
Kind.
I mean, obviously they've got to read, but yeah. Let's all write very strong letters to our own schools along these lines.
They love
tomorrow.
That. Teachers love that.
My son's teacher made me cry today because I wrote to him saying, you know, Hugo's upset because he hasn't got his pen license yet and he's the last person to get it. And so I bought Hugo a handwriting book. And she wrote this beautiful letter to him saying, oh, Hugo, your handwriting is so beautiful. We'll give you a pen license soon. And then I cried. I'm not in a great way.
Everything okay? Do you need to talk to someone?
I know.
Here's an idea. Maybe don't invent a stupid concept like a pen license in the first
what
place.
What is
so
that?
The child's not upset.
I only found out about this recently because I think George got
it. I think it's
license
terrible.
To use a pen. Like
it is.
License to write. 009.
Well, this is it. Like, I mean, does it mean that Hugo's got a big crayon and everyone else has got a lovely...
Yeah. He's not qualified to touch a pen.
If a child's struggling with something, what really, really helps them and motivates them is if
everyone
you exclude them from something that everybody else has access to, thus singling them out and making them feel inferior. That really boosts a kid's confidence. It really does.
It's the Monday dunce hat.
They should bring those back. What a great idea they were.
Well, we have missed out one highlight of last year, Steve Hill, which is that you had a new book out, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. December the 1st, 2020. Oh, look, we've got one here. I mean, no one can see it. This is an audio medium, but you can hear that. Look, listen to that. Thorn, do you want to know the weight and the pages?
Is it about? That looks about 450 grams. That does. That's a good weight.
Yeah, about half a K. Yeah, half a K.
Yeah. Yeah, what's it about? What? It's called Wall of Sport.
It is. It's called Wall of Sport. Subtitle, My Descent into Multi-Screen Madness. They just said, can you make up a subtitle? I just said the first thing that came into my head. It's about one man watching sport all day, every day for a year. Agreed to a wall of silence.
And you are that man.
Yeah, well, I haven't actually read it. You know, those musicians who go, I've never listened to my first album. I only ever read outside and it's been too cold. I only ever read in the garden. Because if you're indoors, you just watch fucking telly, don't you?
What, you don't read in bed or anything, or in the bath or anything?
No, it gets wet in the bath. You have the iPad in the bath on your phone.
Oh, I've got a waterproof Kindle.
Oh, no, wet pages. Nothing worse than that. It's a bit like, I can imagine what it's like to have a second child, really. I think eventually I will come to love it. But well, Gibbo's read it. Gibbo seemed to enjoy it. Gave it a 5-star review. Very kind.
I was on Amazon today looking at your book and... five-star reviews. Congratulations. That's very
100%.
Good. Yeah, and I love one of the reviews just said varied.
I know, I didn't understand that. I thought that meant varied quality, but a varied book. I mean,
but they gave it 5 stars.
I think they meant the content was varied. There's football, cricket, snooker, darts. I mean, technically they're right.
What's the underlying narrative of the book as well? Because obviously...
I mean, it's a cry for help, isn't it? Something's obviously gone very, very wrong in my life if I'm watching a repeat of a darts match at 3:30 in the morning. That's the subtext, but on the surface, it's extremely entertaining. A few trips out. You appear in it a few times.
Yes, we're very pleased that you decided to feature us because we were part of that year. We were part of the fabric.
You used to escape your shows and go to a pub and watch some shit game of football. I did refer to you as a pair of ropey old slags. I hope you don't mind. I think you did describe yourselves as that once. I did put in brackets their own words, just in case they got fucking...
That's my Tinder profile, ropey old slag. Very, very, very effective.
Is that just the go-to? No pictures needed.
No.
Just money for old ropey slag. That's the tagline. So, Steve, you know you watch all this, but as documented in your 5-star book, you watch all this sport. Has it never occurred to you to actually do a sport? Have you never thought maybe I could do what I enjoy watching?
Technically, I have done some exercise in the last year. I've become the worst of things, a runner. I don't want to go on about it, but it's very, very boring, and I find runners boring. On March the 1st, it was a sunny day, and I just thought, I downloaded that Couch to 5K app about 7 years ago, and lovely Laura saw me through those 6 weeks. Come on now, not far to go. Here's some inspirational music.
just 10 minutes to go now.
On the final day of the 6 weeks, I dropped my phone and shattered the fucking screen.
Oh, no.
But I've kept doing it. So every other day, I could quit trot around the garden. And I've lost 2 stone and look great.
You do look. And have you had buy new clothes? Like, because you've slimmed down a bit.
I've got promotional items from 1995 till onwards. I just squeeze back into my old clothes. I don't buy clothes. Jesus, you need one pair of trainers a year and a new pair of jeans every 2 years. Maybe some shorts,
pants, and socks.
Oh yeah, but that's Christmas. That's just the basics.
But do you feel different about yourself? Like, do you feel like you can skip up the stairs? How does that make you feel?
All the time I'm doing it, I'm thinking, I wish this would end. And when it ends, I think, I'm fucking glad I haven't got to do that for another 2 days.
Really?
But I think I feel slightly less depressed after the sort of hour or so afterwards. Mm. You feel mildly less like harming yourself?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think those endorphin things are a thing, aren't they? I'm not on fucking Strava putting maps on Facebook or any of that shit. I just fucking do it and notice that I'm not quite as fat a cunt as I was and keep doing it. That's how I measure it, by just not being a fat cunt, not analysing Strava.
Dude. So you mentioned the 1st of March, right?
Yeah.
So on the 1st of March, I did a half marathon around London.
Called Snickers.
Oh, look at you with the lingo. Fuck me.
No, it's a...
Oh, it's a chocolate bar!
Hey! Hey, the pennies drop. Thorn raises middle finger. Carry on.
It is funny you should mention the 1st of March. It was a beautiful, sunny, clear blue day in London, and I ran the London Half Marathon. And that was the last big run I ever did. And we were training for the London Marathon, because the 4th of March is when I found out that my marriage was over, and that's when I took up smoking and drinking professionally. Oh. So it's almost like a sliding doors moment.
It's like a baton. You've handed it over to me. You've handed the running vibe to me.
You caught running off Helen like a sexual disease.
Oh, that's my syphilis. So
you can have the rest. You can have the drinking and smoking, which I don't really do.
They say
that it evens out. If one person loses a stone, another gains a stone. That's how the Earth stays in orbit.
Have you given up drinking as well, Hill? Have you gone super healthy?
I've never been a big fan of drinking at home. I mean, you've already pulled. And I mainly drink to make an absolute twat of myself in public. I don't see the point in just sitting around the house getting mildly depressed. I mean, which I'm doing that now, in fact, because I'm talking to you. to get myself match fit, I think I had no beer, no bread for January, February, just to get myself able to even start on a couch to 5K.
And what have
you... cut all this? Running chat is just...
No, look, do you know what? Most people...
And then when I discovered Jesus Christ, my saviour, that's when things really picked up for me. And now we meet up on a Sunday and have a Tupperware party.
Click, click. I feel Ellie, like we've tapped into a vulnerable side that we haven't seen of Stephen Hill before.
We're getting too close.
Sweating out 2K at 3 times a week. What's vulnerable about that?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Why don't we have some Scummy Mummy confessions?
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Can I start, Illy?
Please do.
So one of the wonderful things about spending time with your children pretty much 24/7 is that you have an opportunity to open up about all manner of things. And now my children the other day were watching Uncle Roger, Illy, one of my favourite YouTubers.
Oh, I love Uncle Roger, yes.
Yeah, anyway, we were watching. And he said something about our vibrator, and he also used the word demonetize. And so at the same time, both my children said, what's a vibrator and what does demonetize mean? And so, you know, one thing I don't know anything about and one thing I know too much about.
Which is which?
But in 2020, both have a relevance. Anyway, I very, you know, calmly, because I'm now a very open woman, told them about shut up. Anyway, I explained what a vibrator was, and my kids were horrified, absolutely disgusted. And one of them said, oh my God, that's gross. That's really gross. Why would you use one? If you're lonely, just hug a cat. And they also said, please, Mummy, if you do have a vibrator, only use it while we're at Dad's house. And also that they finished off the conversation with, we're never looking in your room ever again, which I think is a win.
That's good. Yeah. No, yeah. That's yeah, exactly. That's the sort of thing they should be teaching in schools. Yeah, not dissimilar, actually. It's not as good, but tonight I was reading Charlie and Joe a book that was published in 1986. There was a bit in it where there's a detective and someone says, oh, look it up in the yellow pages. And Charlie was like, what's the yellow pages? And I was like, oh, right. And I had to explain. And he couldn't get his head around the idea that there was this book that just had, anyway. But I was like, all right, I've explained that. And a few pages on, I was like, they went into the newsagents. Above the chocolate bars was all the dirty stuff like Playboy. And Charlie's like, what's Playboy? I was like, oh. So anyway, I just said, well, you know, readers' wives, it's a bit like that, and then it was fine.
You know, Auntie Helen, well, it's women with a bit more clothes on. Oh, my God. Such learning curves our children are on at the moment,
yeah,
Ellie.
Curves is the word. Hild, have you got a scummy stay-at-home dad confession for us?
I think so, or that's something I'm actually quite proud of. So this must have been when school was still on back in December. We were in Queen's Park, which you recall we had our first ever play date in.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And we saw, who do we see but fucking, what's he called? Stanley Johnson, is that his name? The father of the Prime Minister. He's also with the female one, who's quite fit, actually, which is confusing. And they're just strolling along, maskless, just doing their thing, sort of dressed like they should be riding a horse. And so I pointed out to George who that was, and he went, your son's a moron! Bravo, bravo.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Sweet shop, anything you want, drive through.
Wow.
Good lad.
That's brilliant. I'd be incredibly proud.
What? How did they react? Did he hear George saying
that? He didn't hear him, but I mean, that's, you know.
Oh, that's not the point.
Don't ruin the story. But I'll have you flogged, you little prick.
I mean, on that bombshell. On that reason to be cheerful.
What's your book called again, Steve?
My book is called Wall of Sport, My Descent into Multiscreen Madness. Very funny, actually. Very amusing. I'll give you some of the quotes, actually. Steve Davis said, reaches levels of interesting I could only dream of.
Did he actually say that?
He did say that, yeah. He said it on an email with some goading.
There we go. All right. Well, thank you for being our first remote podcast guest, Steve, although this will probably not go out till March. We were just looking at the calendar. But at least, you know, it's been a good experiment. Have you enjoyed yourself? Have you had a nice day out? In
me,
yeah, we're still on the podcast.
You're still doing your podcast.
Oh my God. Yeah. Ellie, he's remote, he's remotely, like, geographically, but also emotionally. So remote.
No man is an island.
I miss you, Steve Hill. Can I say that? I really like you very much. She drinks her Thatcher's.
Oh my God.
Your best friend.
I do suddenly feel like I'm sitting in a park at 11 a.m. just like fucking wearing a hat made out of a newspaper.
Those guys are having a great time sitting in the outdoors drinking cider. What a fucking
That's where we'll be. thank you very much, Steve, for joining us. And yes, but you know, your book's good. Well done.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the 5-star review. Well deserved, I think.
Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
But you still not cut the hair.
Well, why would I? When it's so fucking beautiful.
Well, why did you have it short for all those years?
Well, because hairdressers were open. It seemed to be a societal norm. I did try and get a haircut a couple of months ago, and it was like fucking Chernobyl in there. Some geek came to the door and started pointing at a phone number. Forget it. No. No one ever died of long hair. Unless you trip over it or strangle yourself.
Or it goes into some, like, you know...
Caught in a wheel.
A propeller. Some
yeah,
kind
I've not been flying. I've had to give up flying for... yeah.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
I can actually tie it back, which is...
No!
Bit of a retro 90s look. I get a job in advertising.
Sorry, I think it's my delivery cigarettes. Hang on.
Jesus, wet. Well, can I go get, can I go get some more booze?
Hi. Are you at the front door?
Hey.
I felt bad about just ordering what I did, so I also ordered this.
So you ordered some cider. How many cans is in that box?
10. I like cider, and it doesn't go off. I've just paid one delivery charge, so I may as well get 10 cans. I did do panic buying because we were actually recording while I did it. I was like, oh, I like cider, and that's what I usually have when I'm hanging out with Ellie and Steve. So I thought I'd do it
Is it even cold?
Oh, it is now. Yes, I think because it's been on that man's back.
Right. Was that your delivery?
Yeah. Should I show Steve what I got, Ellie?
Fags.
Yeah, I got some fags. You know, exciting times because. I might give up smoking soon, but I'm still within the first year of I'm still within the first year of separation, so it's okay. And then I got this. Stephen, look what I got. I got 10 cans of
gold.
I got 10 cans of cider.
That's fucking tramp juice.
Oh, what a time to be alive. You think
it's healthy because it's made of apples.
Yeah.
Five a day.
That's your fruit right there, yeah.
Oh, and I'm a new MacBook. Shit.
Oh, my God.
Stupid bitch.
Mm. When do we go to Norwich? March?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.